Jimmy Eat World and Call to Love right here on The Pulse with Daryl and Hanif, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. Our second story of the day is regards to a university in New Jersey that pulled all their music programs.
Yep. So as the world slowly recovers from the COVID-19 pandemic, we're beginning to slowly see its effect on a lot of industries. The latest one to be affected by it is New Jersey University, which has decided to close its music department, among other smaller departments, because of the budget cuts made caused by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Right.
So according to them, the reason for doing so was because of the fact that this program, along with programs like theater and sustainability sciences, have low enrollment. Of course, there's a backlash against this. A petition is now up with almost 7,500 signatures calling for the university to change its mind. Now, I can understand the reason behind it, but the reason why I'm highlighting this story is not so much to discuss it directly, but to get us to think about the bigger implication of a move like this. Like I said before, not to be an alarmist, but this is probably the beginning of a larger movement that looks at things in a more pragmatic sense without thinking of the intrinsic value of certain things. This is a music show, so of course, I guess to a certain extent, we are trying to get people to think about the music, and to a certain extent, the arts in a more intrinsic way, right? I had a larger conversation about the value of the arts in light of the pandemic on a different show on the station. But just to bring some takeaways from that, there is a need for us to consider and fight for the value of the arts, especially in this new normal.
Yeah, I mean, throughout this crisis, like we've said, you know, even before this story, arts and culture seem to be at the bottom of the barrel, along with, I guess, sport as well, would be the least of the government or authorities' concern for now. And that's totally fine. But to strip away an opportunity for someone in this course, in this music course, is definitely, I know you say you don't alarm, but it could be a trend that, you know, expands worldwide. And for me, that is something that's very disastrous, especially for grassroots on arts and culture.
Yeah, but even if you were to, okay, let's zoom back a bit and just look at the arts and as an industry, right? So we think that maybe it's not that affected, but we have to think about the people who are working the arts, right? And I guess in my conversation in that other show, we talk about how the people who are working in the arts are akin to like blue collar workers. So we need to think, we can't just think of, you know, when we talk about the arts or the music scene or the entertainment industry, we can't just think of the celebrities, the artists that are producing this these products, right? We need to also think about the people who are working in the background, who are, I guess, affected when we can't host shows or we can't host a theater or we can't host a gig, concerts and whatnot, right? So these are the things that I guess we need to acknowledge at first, but back to this conversation about how we need to start thinking about the value of music beyond just
the celebrities and
beyond
the stars,
just celebrities and stuff. We need to also think about its impact on our culture and how it has impacted us, right? COVID-19 pandemic, people have to stay in. We have the MCO, we have the lockdown. A lot of people, have been spending time to by entertaining themselves by consuming a lot of products that are produced by the arts community, right? Whether theater, I mean, you know, you have the high art and low art, but regardless,
conversation for another day.
But regardless, people are still consuming. Whether you're consuming YouTube videos, music industry, people are consuming content of this nature to sort of like kill their boredom. And that's just an argument on a superficial level. Right? We need to also look at the role of the arts in not only preserving our culture, but also enhancing it.
Not just the arts, but I think we need to look at the role of these kind of music programs and how they support the arts. Thinking about it now, I personally came from a music college, and when I wanted to, you know, do music, my late dad at that time was like, no, business. So we met at a compromise, music business, and my class had three people. So I understand the uni's decision to, I guess, pull these music programs, and granted, you know, this is one uni in the US and one music program, but the implications, right? What did it mean for the classical scene, for example, where a majority of them come from, you know, this kind of scoring courses, these scoring backgrounds. It's something to think about for sure.
Yeah. So it's not that we don't understand the realities of things, right? So as much as dollars and cents should be looked at closely during this trying time, I guess we need to perhaps maybe, you know, it's a bit risky to say this, but we need to perhaps maybe bite the bullet somehow and maybe persevere with continuing our support of the arts at various levels, you know? music industry, entertainment industry, high art, whatever, from education to the arts and the entertainment industry in general, right?
Yeah.
So grassroots, commercial, mainstream, alternative, and whatnot. So I guess we need to persevere one way or another, because these are the industries that we somehow overlook when we think of survivability, right? We prioritize things that are essential, and quote unquote they are essential. We're not denying that. It's just that we need to also think of how the arts have influences, right?
For sure.
Yeah, so yeah, what do you guys think? Should the arts be sacrificed in favor of other industries as we recover from the pandemic? You can tweet us your opinion at BFM Radio on Twitter, or you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
That's right. Coming up soon, we'll be into a segment we like to call By The Way. But first up, here's a new one from Star Effer. This is Pink Noise right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.